Welcome to Wrestlers of Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Rhonda Y. Williams, CEO and Chief Vision Officer of Dream Life Leadership Academy. Welcome, Rhonda, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you so much, Donetta. It's so great to be here with you. I appreciate the opportunity to share with you.
You're so welcome, and I'm really excited, so let's get started. All right, now my first question is, what is the concept behind Wings for Women of Color?
Yeah, so Wings for Women of Color is really about, what does it take to uplift women? What will it take to help women rise and get to the next level? So Wings is a concept that says we as women can pull together and help inspire the now generation. So Wings actually stands for Women Inspiring the Now Generations. And what we do at Wings is we provide mentoring, coaching, support, education, resources, inspiration to help women of color reach the next level in their leadership career or wherever they're going. So wherever you are, what's that next level? And then Wings is a program that's designed to coach and mentor you to help you get there.
Oh, I love that. So is it similar to a mentorship program?
It is actually a coaching program. So we focus on women in the corporate space, particularly women who are looking to get to those higher level leadership positions. But we all know that that's challenging. And so I help women develop a roadmap and have a very specific and strategic plan to help them get to that next level.
Oh, okay. I love that. And that is really important because it is lonely, you know, as they say, it's lonely at the top, but just trying to get there and to have the support and the resources. And that's a great tool, because at least that way that the someone is not alone, that they're not alone trying to struggle to get there. So that is a great concept. I love that.
Okay. Absolutely, Donetta. And you know, what's really important for everyone to just know is that the numbers are terrible. There are not a lot of women of color at those very high executive level positions. And so we know that we need to be very strategic in order to get there, because we absolutely need to have a seat at those tables.
Right. Definitely. But thank you for that. Now, the next question is, what is the UCR advantage?
Yeah, so UCR advantage is a proprietary method of helping leaders or anyone in life be able to leverage emotional intelligence. So the UCR advantage is a methodology that I developed because I am a strong advocate for emotional intelligence. But what I found with emotional intelligence is it can be a little bit theoretical, and it can be hard for people to know what to do with it. Many people know what it is, but not a lot of people know how to use it intentionally. So the UCR advantage is a methodology that I use to teach leaders and others how to quickly apply emotional intelligence in their own life. And the U stands for understanding, the C is for communication, and the R is for response. So I go through a process of teaching them how to use that.
That's really interesting. I guess I'm going to be really honest. When I thought of that, I thought more of computers, emotional intelligence, because that's where, like, AI. So I kind of, that's what I thought of, but really never related to humans. I mean, not that we don't have it, but that was the first thing that came to mind. So that's great that you have that concept, and it's something that you develop, because it is something that definitely is really needed in our community. So thank you for that. I'm interested. Now, the next question kind of expands on what you already said. Why is emotional intelligence a strategy that is needed as a as an executive?
Absolutely. So emotional intelligence is something, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, nobody talked about emotional intelligence. All of the conversation was focused around IQ and your intelligence quotient and not your emotional quotient, which is what we call EQ. But what we have since learned, Vanetta, is the most consistent predictor of your success is not your IQ, it is your EQ. So if that is what is going to predict your success most consistently, and this is across continents, across industries, emotional intelligence is really the separator. So that if two people walk in the door with the exact same skill set and you're wondering who to hire, they both have the same level of degrees and experience, the person with the higher emotional intelligence is the one who's likely to be more successful. That's huge for executives, leaders, and all of us just in life in general.
That's interesting. Now, what came to mind, is it somewhat related to personality or totally different?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. So personality, so this is how I explain it. When you walk through the door, you show up as your total you. But what is included in that total you is there's a little circle that represents your IQ. There's a circle that represents your EQ, and there's another circle that represents your personality. When you sort of merge those together, that is how you show up, and that is who you show up as. Emotional intelligence is actually a set of skills that you can learn and improve, which is absolutely what I love about it. You're not stuck with where you are, and that's the work that I do in coaching leaders and entrepreneurs to say, where are you in your emotional intelligence, and how do we give you the boost so that you can be most successful?
Okay, now I understand the big picture, but thank you for explaining that because this is the first I've heard that before. So I want to make sure I understood it so also our listener audience would. There may be other people might know, but I thought it was really important, like kind of dig a little deeper. So thank you for taking the time to explain that.
Absolutely. It shows up in your entire life everywhere. So I always like to say to folks, you don't have to know about emotional intelligence. It still shows up in your life. I like to relate it to gravity, right? You don't have to believe in gravity, but if you step off the side of a building, it'll show you, right? Emotional intelligence is the same way, that you don't have to know anything about it, but the way that you show up and the results that you get in your life will tell me how well you are applying and practicing emotional intelligence.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for listening to Rest, Lethal Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is D-O-N-A-T-A bmooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donna D. Moore, Wrestling to Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Rhonda Y. Williams. I'm going to continue with the question, and I'm just loving it, so thank you so much. Now, my next question is, can you use the same foundation and principle as an entrepreneur in your coaching business?
Absolutely. So when you look across industries, whether you are a leader or an entrepreneur or a coach, there are some basics that are underlying all of those, right? So one of them is emotional intelligence. So as an entrepreneur and having the emotional intelligence to know when I need to grow my business, when I need to hire people and not be the chief cook, bottle washer, and the person doing everything, when I need to make a pivot, right, in the community, because the community has changed, i.e. COVID. COVID changed everything, and entrepreneurs had to react really quickly to that. So I use those same foundational principles in my coaching business to help my leaders get the results that they want to see in their life. So when I'm coaching, when do I need to make a pivot with my client? Maybe what I'm doing isn't working. And so how do I then shift the dynamic to make sure that I can still be the most effective advocate for them? In terms of growing my business, I do the same thing in terms of my coaching and my business. I'm at the point where we are developing a certification program for emotional intelligence for coaches. Why? Because that's what the industry needs. So when you have these core foundational principles, you can apply them if you are a leader in the corporate setting, and if you are an entrepreneur growing your business, or if you are a coach really looking to build and to be able to speak into the lives of those that you serve. That's the foundation that I use, and my foundation that I use, one of them is emotional intelligence.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I'm understanding it's clicking now more, and so I really appreciate the detail and you would explain it, and especially the analogy of the gravity, because that makes a lot of sense. You know, there's sometimes that you don't recognize it, and what comes to mind is transferable skills. I know it's not the same, but sometimes you can have experience and a job might say, well, you need this, but you can have transferable skills that even though it might not be the exact same title, you're still able or capable of doing it.
Absolutely, Donetta. And here's an example of that. So my background, I'm a registered nurse by background, and my experience is as a chief nursing officer and a hospital CEO. So I have taken that experience, and I've now transferred that. I've taken the emotional intelligence foundations that I built there, and I've transferred those over to being able to develop Dream Life Leadership Academy to help my clients get the best out of their lives.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm glad I said that. Okay, great. Now, the next question I have, do you believe that sleep and stress go hand in hand?
That's a really great question. So for those of you out there listening that don't know, I am known as the stress-free leader. And one of the reasons I am known as the stress-free leader is because I view stress and managing stress and stress reduction as a way of life. So I like to say, I live my life and I teach my clients to lead, live, and love stress-free. Right. And so as you think about building a lifestyle that is a stress-free lifestyle, sleep absolutely plays into that, because as we know, it's a cycle. You can have a higher level of stress because you are not sleeping, because many things are happening in your life. And you can also not sleep because you have higher levels of stress. So in any case, we know that sleep is the place where our bodies rejuvenate, where we get that rejuvenation so that we can refuel, refresh, and be able to refill ourselves for the journeys ahead. It is where our cells have an opportunity to do their best work. And so the sleep process and pattern is absolutely incredible for all of my clients and myself and everyone as well. You've got to know that it is absolutely critical to not put yourself in a position where you are going on only 3, 4, or 5 hours of sleep.
Right. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes, I definitely agree. It is crucial. And I always tell people, make sleep a priority. It's not mm-hmm. something that you get to when you feel like it, but it's important the same way as air. If you stop breathing, what's going to happen? If you decide not to get sleep on a regular basis, you might not see the effects right away, but down the road that you will. So thank you for that. Now, the next question is, are there any stress-free strategies that you use or recommend to have energy and become more productive?
Yeah, so this is a really great question. What's important for me is I usually back a little bit away from stress as an event, and I think of stress as the cumulative experiences that are happening in our life, because most people can handle one event. Where it gets really stressful, where it's one thing after the next, or every yeah. day you go into work and you have this situation, or you're at home fighting with your husband and these arguments are continuing, right? That's the level of stress that I really begin to try to manage. And I want to just share quickly what I do mm-hmm. to create and encourage my leaders to use as a strategy is what I call 5 C's to stress-free. It's 5 C's to stress-free. And I'll just share with you really quickly what those 5 sure. C's are. The first C is clarity. And mm-hmm. and clarity in terms of who are you, what do you want, and where are you going? Because one of the challenges I find is when people have not defined that for themselves, then it is really difficult for them to be able to set that trajectory and that direction. So the first C is clarity. The mm-hmm. next C is confidence. I find in many of my leaders, there is an underlying confidence issue. They may be super confident in some areas, but there are other areas that they're not as confident in. For instance, if I needed to go into work tomorrow and set some clear boundaries, because the ones that we have had in the past are not healthy and they're not helpful and they're stressing me out. Well, that's when I find my leaders get a little shaky, right? They're going, right. well, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can have that conversation, and it's been this way for a really long time. So confidence is the second C.
Okay.
The third C is communication. So let me back up. The third C I want to talk about is choices. So if you've got that confidence and I'm working with you to build that confidence, now I want to look at everything happening in your life and we need to make some choices. We need to make some difficult choices, because why is that level of stress existing in your life? What have you allowed? What have you accepted that you now need to make a choice to change? All right. So choices is the third one. The fourth C is communication. And this is one I absolutely love, because it's about not only your external communication and what you're saying to others. What are you saying internally? What is that little voice in your head saying to you? Oh, you can't do this. You can't make that change. You're not good enough. You shouldn't do this. You know, everyone's going to be upset with you. That little voice in your head can derail any chance that you have of creating a stress-free life. So that's the fourth C. And then the fifth C and the final C is commitment. Once we go through the process of setting all of this up in your life, it will not take root. It will not work if you are not committed. If you are not the one stepping up and saying, no, I am going to be consistent with this, and I am absolutely going to commit to this stress-free journey. If I can help my leaders and my entrepreneurs with those 5 C's, I can help get them to a stress-free life where they live, lead, and love stress-free.
Oh, my goodness. I just love it. I love that. I love the analogy. And I even jotted down when you, out of all of the 5 C's, what really resonated with me the most was 3, was choices. When you stated what you allow and accept, because lots of times we can always point the finger at what someone else is doing for us, but we have to look at ourselves and set boundaries. So I, you know, all of them is key, but that's just really like choices, because at times we don't really think we have a choice. And so I just love it. And it's that, oh my goodness, that really was great. I love that. I really did. So thank you for that. Once again, thank you for staying with Recipes of Revenue podcast. We'll be right back. This is Donetta D. Moore. I am so excited, and I welcome you to my new podcast, Rest Leads to Revenue. This will be an outstanding podcast for entrepreneurs and business owners. This podcast is an extension of my book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. This podcast will educate, enlighten, and encourage you to take charge of your sleep with respect as an entrepreneur and business owner, gain energy you need to take the business to the next level. I welcome you to tune into my podcast every Friday. You won't regret it. Once again, thank you for staying with Rescue the Revenue podcast. We have our special guest, Rhonda Y. Williams. Rhonda, thank you so much. I enjoyed this so much, and I learned a lot. And I'm sure that the information that you shared with us, that it started making people think in a different way, and their perspective is totally different. So can you please share with us how we can support you and contact you?
Absolutely. Well, it's been such a pleasure to be here with you, Donetta, and I appreciate the opportunity. So if viewers want to reach me, they can visit my website. They can visit me at thestressfreeleader.net, thestressfreeleader.net. On social media, I am super social. So you can, on any of the platforms, either type in Rhonda Y. Williams or Coach Rhonda Y. Williams, and that is on LinkedIn, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and you can get me under either of those IDs. And then if you want to reach out and call me, you can call me directly at 469-304-9970. That's 469-304-9970. And then if you visit my website, there are two items there. One of them is there's a free ebook that I encourage everyone to download, because when you show up in a stressed state, that looks differently for everyone. So there's a free book ebook that talks more about that on my website. And then also on my website is the opportunity to book a discovery call with me so that we can get started. And I call those momentum calls. We actually get to work in those very first calls. So we're not going to sit around and chit chat. We're going to talk about what your challenge is and then get you started on the road to wherever it is you want to be. So once again, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You are so welcome. And if you would like to support me, I can be reached at respectsleep.me. Once again, respectsleep.me. And remember, sleep heals.